Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the covenant of the union. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, the most loving, Al-Wadud, who has commanded us to fulfill our covenants, and I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship but Allah alone without partner. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and messenger, the most truthful of people in his promises and the most faithful in fulfilling of his covenants. O Allah, send your prayers, peace and blessings upon him, his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, بَلَى مَنْ أَوْفَى بِأَهْدِهِ وَاتَّقَى فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Yes, indeed, whoever fulfills his covenant and is person of taqwa of Allah, then surely Allah loves those who have taqwa of him. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O you who believe. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most truthful of people in his speech, and he was the most faithful of people in honoring his promises. And we see this demonstrated in his companions too. And hence, his companions pledged allegiance to him in obedience and protection at the most pivotal of moments. And so we see that when the hour of great trial approached before the battle of Badr, they reaffirmed their covenant in him by saying, "We have believed in you, affirmed your truthfulness, and testified that you have brought us the truth. We have given you our pledges and covenants to hear and obey. So proceed, O Messenger of Allah, with whatever Allah has commanded you. We are with you. By the one who sent you with truth, if you were to lead us into the sea and enter it, we would enter it with you. Not one man amongst us would remain behind." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard these words, was delighted by it. And he said, "Siru wa abshiru," proceed and rejoice with the glad tidings. Brothers and sisters, this demonstration of loyalty and commitment is a demonstration of one of the true meanings of what it means to fulfill one's covenant. For such a fulfillment entails that we preserve our word, that we remain steadfast upon what we pledge to do, that we carry out our duties, and that we discharge our responsibilities regardless of the changing circumstances or shifting conditions. Indeed, this is a demonstration of how the covenants become the very instances by which communities and nations are built. Because every single nation requires the resolution of lofty aspirations and sincere determination. And so, brothers and sisters, this country of ours, the United Arab Emirates, is no exception. It was founded through covenants, and its people renew their covenants in resolve and values with the intention to continually advance and guide each other through faith in Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful. And so, as believers collectively, this is an important imperative, that we honor our commands and that we avoid the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْفُوا بِأَهْدِي أُوفِي بِأَهْدِيكُمْ. Fulfill my covenant and I shall fulfill your covenant. Brothers and sisters, amongst the many covenants that we are tasked to fulfill in our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to honor our parents, and to devote ourselves to their happiness and to pray for them, saying, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. O my Lord, have mercy upon them as they raised me when I was small. Brothers and sisters, another covenant that we're tasked to uphold is the covenant to safeguard our families, to fill our homes with affection, and to treat our spouses with excellence, remaining faithful to the solemn covenant of marriage. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this covenant, وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. That they have taken from you a tremendous solemn covenant. Brothers and sisters, amongst also these covenants and pledges, we find that this very nation, the nation of was founded through a collective covenant that was done through the rulers, including the founding father, Sheikh Zayed. May Allah have mercy upon him. And it is when people commit to demonstrating such sincerity and covenants that we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions such people by saying, رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا أَحَدُ اللَّهَ عَلِيهِ, that they are the men who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are amongst the believers are men who have been true to the covenant that they've made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, the original rulers pledged themselves to establish the union of the Emirates, and they remain true to that pledge. And today we can partake in the fruits of that pledge, in that they built a proud nation. And so they established its constitutions and laid the foundations whose fruits we continue to enjoy. And therefore, as a way of renewing our intentions to coincide with the occasions of the covenant of the union, then we should work, that we should on this occasion, on the 18th of July, we should renew our pledge to the homeland, and likewise with sincere loyalty, with belonging, with steadfastness, to be people who can be sincere in upholding security and defense, whilst praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the manner of the supplication of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, who said, Rabbi ja'al hadha al-balada amina, O my Lord, make this land secure. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid us in this, and aid us in demonstrating sincere allegiance, and that we be people of heartfelt supplication. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said with regards to the best, he said, the best of your leaders are those whom you love and who love you and for whom you pray and who pray for you. So may we be from those who are sincere in our love and sincere in our occupations, and be people who take on responsibilities with integrity and trustworthiness, and that from the bottom of our hearts we be people who recognize the pledges we've made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْأَهْدِ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا, that indeed every covenant will be questioned about. So with these words, I remind myself and remind you, and I say these words of myself, of mine, and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.